الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سأل سائل بعذاب واقع للكافرين ليس له دافع من الله ذي المعارج. There is the next surah, Surah Ma'arij. سأل سائل. In the previous surah, Allah explained the punishments that will be meted out and the great humiliation and disgrace that will be meted out to the non-believers. In this surah, primarily, Allah Ta'ala explains the causes for that, why they are going to suffer those consequences. And it has been revealed in our Quran Sharif so that we take precaution and we don't fall into those causes that lead to that punishment and humiliation in the year after. So Allah Ta'ala says, سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِدٍ. مانگا ایک مانگنے والے نے عذاب پرنے والا. One person asked for that punishment which is definitely going to come. This was either Nadhr bin Harith, who was a arch enemy of Islam, and in a mocking way he used to always say funny things about Islam, and he said also that when is this adab going to come? This adab, you are talking of it so long, we are hearing of it so long, when is it going to come? From here also, this mocking way of anything of Islam, we should be careful that we don't quote such things. Today, on WhatsApp and all the various other things that come, there are many jokes about deen also. And we don't realize, we also pass it on, forward it to somebody else. We make a little laugh about it. These are very dangerous things. To mock about anything of deen is very, very dangerous. And today people have gone far beyond limits. And even matters of deen, of forget the other people making cartoons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some Muslims also mock about the things of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam and about deen. And we just take it also lightly as a joke. We'll have a laugh at it, we pass it on to others, we show the phone to others, look at this what has come. And we all make a laugh of it. It must not happen that perhaps we lose our iman. It's very important that we refresh our iman in these days, because all the time there are such funny things which are happening, what people are saying. Lil kafirina laysa lahu dafi'a. Munkiro ke waste nahi usko hatane wala. For these non-believers, that these people making a mock of it, don't ever think there is anything that's going to remove this qiyamah from them, even from the believers. But for the believers, and according to the level of our iman and amal, it won't be a heavy day. A person, it narrated in a hadith, for those who are righteous and pious, the very long day of qiyamah, as we will read here, is 50,000 years. But for them it will be just like the time of reading two rakats of namaz. It won't be difficult for them. But for the non-believers, they will pass through that time, and like 50,000 years, like many people experience in this world also. For example, may Allah protect us from any trauma, any hardship. If a person has to go through it in the middle of the night, he wonders when is the morning going to come. The morning is just not coming. It's just this trauma and this trouble. A person has got some pain, stomach pain, headache, terrible pain, and he wonders when will the morning come, I can get some help. So like that, for these people the day of Qiyamah will be so long. And for a person who has his first night with his bride, he hardly closes his night and the eyes, and the night is gone already. He wonders where the night went. So those who will meet Allah like that, they won't have any trauma on the day of Qiyamah, any difficulty. Min Allahi dhil ma'arij. Aye Allah ke taraf se jo charte darjo wala hai. And this day of Qiyamah is going to come from Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. There is absolutely no doubt. We are 1400 years in our deen already. Before that, how many thousands of years have passed? But Allah has fixed that day, and that day will definitely come. Yeah, Allah explained one special quality of His, Dhil Ma'arij. Allah is that being that has got high, high stages and high, high status. Allah's stages and status are such that we can never reach there. as one judge, Judge Akbar Ilahabadi has said very beautifully, to mere dil mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. Oh Allah, I believe in you in my heart. Fully I believe in you, but I can't comprehend you. You are far beyond our comprehension. Any one aspect of Allah, a person thinks he cannot, he just gets baffled how great Allah Ta'ala is. Like for example, Allah is the one who makes, who is our nurturer, who is the one who gives us our rosy. How Allah is giving every one of us our rosy. As many of us who are sitting, last night we had supper. Just to invite so many people is a job, and at a huge function, it is only Allah who is feeding the people. And then again, Allah has fed the whole of Hazarbal, the whole of Gauteng, the whole of Africa, the whole world. Allah has fed all the animals, the fish, the birds, the insects, and everyone's diet is different. What are the great stages of Allah? We can never imagine. And this is only one aspect. And how many other things that Allah Ta'ala is doing. So Allah's position and status is very, very, very high. And also, تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ چَرْهِنْگِ اس کے طرف فرشتے اور روح. And the farishtas and the arwah are going to rise up to Allah Ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, everyone will go beyond the seven heavens and will go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And yet, there is a great indication also of the progress that our ruh makes. For example, there is a non-believer, a kafir, and he's at the lowest ebb. He hasn't got kalima in him, he has got all filth and dirt in him, and there are so many like that. Just recently, one person who was a Muslim in the hospital, and about 30-40 people came and visit him. Next to him was a non-Muslim, and nobody visited him. After all left, this non-Muslim asked the Muslim, how come so many people came to you, not one came to me? He said, it is the Islamic Brotherhood. And in the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to visit those who are ill. So he asked, can I not become a Muslim? He said, by all means. He taught him kalima, la ilaha illallah. With some difficulty he got it right. Muhammadur Rasulullah, he couldn't get right. Practice. After a little while, he said, I got it right. He read the whole kalima to him, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. He turned his side, and in a few minutes he passed away. Now in that kalima reading, what heights hasn't he reached? So just by a person, a non-Muslim reading the kalima, where he reaches. And for us also as Muslims, every time we read the kalima, we don't realize how much higher we are going. Those who are making dhikr and repeating the kalima 100 times, 1,000 times, we cannot imagine what heights they are reaching. So even if we are not sitting formally for zikr, at least 10 times read the kalima. Try and read it more. 100 times is very good. While walking, while driving to work, while sitting at waiting in the shop, no customers, let us busy ourselves. A person who makes one namaz, it takes him half an hour, wuzu preparation, coming to masjid, he cannot imagine how high that namaz takes him. In one day, 5 times namaz, how high it takes a person. 1 month of Ramadan, the rozas, the taraweeh, we cannot imagine how high it takes a person. 1 year, when a person gives his zakat, he goes for hajj, we cannot imagine. Umrah, going in jamaat, spending time in a khanqah, we cannot imagine how high. So all these things are taking the arwah very, very high by Allah Ta'ala. And that will be in a day, fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50,000 sana, in a day which will be for 50,000 years. Ulama have given different explanations of this. They say since the time Allah created the earth, it will be 50,000 years. Some say that the day of Qiyamah will be 50,000 years long. And as explained, that will be for the non-believers. For the believers, quickly, like they will have everywhere a special queue, and not a one queue, many queues, they will just pass through. Whereas for the non-believers, just waiting in a queue, we know how it is. So in some countries for petrol, where people wait for 24 hours, 48 hours with their cars in a queue. some other places for their passports. From 2 o'clock in the morning, they are standing in the queue. Many places. So Qiyamah's day, these people will face these difficulties. We must make sure that Iman Allah has given us free of charge. We have to look after it, make it stronger with our Amal, so that we don't have these difficulties. So that will be a very long day. So this, that they are making jokes about you, O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, mocking about the matters of deen, Allah says, you do one thing, فَصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. So do sabr kar, bhali tarah ka sabr karna. You just make sabr, and make a proper sabr. Sabr that you don't retaliate, you don't swear, you don't fight with them, you don't argue, you carry, and sabr that you carry on with your work, calling them towards deen. In Bangladesh, one priest who was making effort, and he made one whole village, all of them murtad, even the Imam Sahib. Friday, Imam Sahib said from the mimbar that Christian religion is right. Because in the Quran, Allah has mentioned Isa alayhi salam's name about 28 times. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam's time only about 4 times. And some other arguments he had put. Then the people contacted one alim. He told them, leave all these people. You get hold of that priest. And they told the priest, he said, I'll debate with you on this matter. He said, you can make 100 debates and you can win all those debates. But let me tell you that there is no other way for salvation in the Akhirat and in dunya but in accepting Islam. When this conviction and yaqeen it was told, he said, let me think of this. The next day he accepted Islam. And all those people came back into the fold of Islam. So it is that conviction must be in us. The fire of Jahannam, the Qabr's life. And with that we give da'wat, then it has an effect. And our lives will also change accordingly.